most companies don't make it past the five-year mark, which makes September 4th a special day for Double Forte. Our company is 15 years old. We've made it to high school, and we're getting ready for our quinceañera. But before we bring out the cake and light the candles, we want to take a moment to stop and reflect, because it hasn't always been easy. Running a business is inherently risky. So how did we do it? That's the goal today, to get to the root of the DF spirit, to figure out what makes Double Forte so special. This is Everything Speaks.
Double Forte was founded in 2002 because I and my co-founder, Dan Stevens, needed a job.
That's our founder, Lee Carraher. She sat down with us to give us the backstory on how it all began.
I was pursuing two different really great opportunities when my mom got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and when she was given 4 months to live. And so it was very clear at that moment that I could not pursue those two different opportunities because I needed to be with my mom, who lived in Wisconsin, and I live here in San Francisco.
Funny enough, actually, that flexibility that Lee needed when she started Double Forte actually ended up becoming one of the pillars that we have here at the company, and it's still with us today. But more on that later.
But it was very clear at that moment that I was going to require much more flexibility than being an employee was going to allow me to have. So Double Forte really started out of a need for me to be my own boss. Cooperation with my co-founder, Dan Stevens, who we'd worked together twice before, and we knew that we could do something great together.
So that's the backstory on how Double Forte was founded. Now they needed a logo.
So when we were thinking about what to call the company, I was adamant about not having our names be on the door, which most people recommended to us. Most people said, you know, be the Carraher Communications or Carraher and Stevens or something like that. And I was adamant that my name should not be on the door. So then we were thinking about names that reflected us and what we wanted to bring to the market. And we came on to Forte, and that had just, we had worked together for a long time, and Forte had been part of our lexicon for as long as we had been working together.
Double Forte is a music notation, but I think she applied that to the business of marketing and PR in the sense that Forte as in volume, as in strength, so double, well, obviously twice as much, so yeah, and it's so her. So Lee.
That is Alejandro. Not only does he have a great radio voice, but he's also been with the company the longest. He started working for Double Forte right after Lee founded it on a consultancy basis. So he was there back in the early pioneer days, and he vividly remembers all of this. We asked him if he remembered any of the alternative names that Lee was considering before she settled on Double Forte.
Taco Stand? No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know. Maybe Triple Light instead of Double Forte.
Ooh, there we go. What about just Very Soft?
The opposite. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go with that one.
Like just absolutely quiet.
Hey, yeah. Double Forte is like, yeah.
We don't say anything.
Exactly. S-H-H-H.
Sarah, same question.
Oh, God.
This is our friend Sarah McDonough. She is an employee here at Double Forte. She is a registered Hufflepuff, and she has a really weird ability to remember specific months and years in like a time frame context.
Lee and Dan communicate?
Simple, straight to the point, and easy to remember.
But in the end, Double Forte means very loud, and we're very good at what we do. We're really, really good at what we do, and there was two of us, so it's just there were two people who were really, really good at what they do, who help make companies really loud, which is what it means in music.
The first Double Forte office was humble.
Yeah, so we started in the bonus room next to my garage in Millbrae, where there was a big beam in the middle of the room, and Dan would hit his head on it almost every day.
Ah, damn it!
And it had a slope. I mean, it was just crap. But it was cheap, because it was free! And we put a carpet in there. We were so excited when we got carpet. And it was very clear very quickly that I am terrible at working at home long term, because we had to go through the laundry room to get to that other room, and I would get distracted all the time. Like, oh, look, laundry.
Fortunately for Dan's head, they soon realized that the bonus room was not going to work for them. So they packed it up and moved it to the big city. Our second office was located in
Ghirardelli Square.
That's Joe Kowalki. He is a Double Forte director and just recently made the trek to L.A. We called him up via Skype.
I think it was in a closet somewhere. It was pretty small, wasn't it? What did Lee say?
Literally as big as this room, maybe a little bigger, with a glass door partition between the two of us. And we never let anybody come to us. So we were like, oh, we'll come to you. We're in Ghirardelli Square. We'll come to you. No problem. And that lasted for a while. And then we had a lot of people. We had five people. We went from two to five. And then we got a bigger office in Ghirardelli Square, but we still didn't let anybody come to us because it was hot and it was small and it was a little, you know, you had to go through all these pan flutists and, oh my gosh. And we would tell people they couldn't come to see us because the parking was so terrible that one of our clients scraped up his, you know, $150,000 Mercedes.
Oh, you gotta be freaking kidding me.
So we always went to other people's offices.
You know what? Right now, breaking news here. Stocks all around the world are tanking because of the crisis on Wall Street.
So on September 15th, 2008, I started that day trying to figure out how I was going to actually work 4 days, even 3 days a week. Because we had an awesome team. We had great clients. We had 18 people at the time. And I'd been working really hard, and I was like, I probably could work 4 days a week. And I figured that out and really walked in that day thinking, here, by next week, I'm working 4 days a week. By noon, I was like, oh my gosh, we are going to be lucky if we make it 8 days a week, 24 hours a day, given the traumatic downturn that day. And so at the time, our CFO was only a part-time employee. I think he was working half-time. He was at his other job. And I think by 11 o'clock, I was like, you have to get up here. He was in San Jose. I'm like, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care. Get in the car and come up here. And by the end of the day, we had identified just every extraneous expense we could find. Because I've been through this before. And we had three clients who were in New York that day looking for money. So it was very clear to me that we were going to lose four clients who were startups who were not going to get the funding that they needed, and that our consumer clients would probably, they were already feeling some softness in the retail side, but they would be pulling back as well. And my biggest priority was keeping all the people. So the only way to keep all the people when the money's going away is to get rid of every cost you possibly could. So we penciled out every cost except for salaries and healthcare and 401k. That we could. And then Tuesday, we ran all the scenarios. And then Wednesday, we had the staff meeting that said, okay, here's what's going to happen. We are going to make it through here, right? But it's going to look a lot different right away.
You guessed it. Double Forte made it through the financial downturn. We set our eyes to the future and decided to dive into some new markets. Funny enough, it all started with a friendship.
Oh my gosh, I was her client.
That is the voice of Maggie Zeman. She is a senior vice president here at Double Forte and is now the head of our New York office.
I was on the receiving end of her incredible customer service, if you will, client service, and I saw firsthand how she dealt with crisis and how she just made the client feel supported and smart, and it was a great experience, and we became fast friends after that.
We asked Maggie to describe how the decision was made to merge the Barn Group with Double Forte.
The Barn Group was working with Gary Erickson and Kit Crawford on their wine project called Cliff Family Winery.
Just to clarify, the Barn Group is an integrated public relations and digital marketing agency. They work with wineries, distilleries, hospitality, and artisan food companies.
And Double Forte was working with Cliff Bar and Company. And we met at a PR meeting and reconnected and were just cracking up at the synergies that existed between us. And I think that that was the beginning of the spark. It was the perfect pairing. You know what? Yeah, I knew you'd love that.
but seriously, it was a win-win situation.
Here's the deal. Instantly, the Barn Group was able to provide our clients with more resources, take them to greater heights, really help them evolve. And what it did for Double Forte was it really broadened the offering that the agency was putting forth. And it also turned out to be, the cherry on top was it was a really great recruiting tool.
Another thing to come out of the downturn was a change in our management style.
Isn't it like a rectangle?
Ooh, close, Sarah. It's a square. Let's pass the mic to Bill Orr, our chief strategy officer. Bill?
We want the best of the best in junior staff, and our clients value and appreciate that. They also value unbelievable talent at the senior level. That means the client is literally surrounded by great talent above and below the line. That means we're all pulling the right way with the client at the center.
Versus like a pyramid where like it's like all hail the leader and there's all these low-level employees at the bottom.
We started looking at our business model, and it was very clear that the business model that we started with, which was everybody had to have 10 years of experience, everyone had to have in-house experience, was not going to be the business model that came out of it.
She decided, you know what, we got to start hiring young people again. We need to start bringing in some ACs. They're more affordable. They have fresh ideas, and frankly, they're the future.
And we were adamant that we didn't revert to the traditional public relations business model, which is a triangle, which is fails all the time, but just churns out lots of undervalued junior employees. So we're adamant we didn't want to do the triangle where we were, which was 10 years in experience or more, which is more like a and super flat. And we decided to move to a square model, which has an equal number of people above and below the line of 10 years of experience.
Those were the early days of Lee becoming the Millennial Whisperer.
Why don't we shift gears and spend some time chatting with someone who has worked with Double Forte on the client side.
Mark Brutton, Director of Brand Marketing at Zenni Optical.
We've been fortunate enough to work with Mark on a variety of different projects, but the first of which was Nanotechs.
So we hired Double Forte to be able to espouse the sophistication of the technology, but ultimately to make this into a consumer brand.
We asked Mark for any specific memories he might have from his time working with Double Forte.
Can't think of a single example. So we were starting from ground zero. And in working with Double Forte, they and we put together a stair-step plan that employed a influencer, Timo Weiland, a fashion designer who has his own label. It was a very smart approach towards helping us gain some credibility in the fashion industry, again, without it just making it appear as if we were buying our way in, we didn't have credibility, we hadn't earned it, we weren't justified in meeting with the fashion press. And so this gradual approach led us become more familiar with the industry, speak better to the industry, gradually develop our relationship and involvement with Timo. And again, I think the whole purpose was we sort of earned it as opposed to, again, just throwing a bunch of money behind it and saying, we're here, we're famous, we have Timo behind us, and now you should adore us.
In the last 15 years, communication has changed dramatically. And obviously, I think that has to do with the rise of social media. So that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn. And you could probably argue that Double Forte's culture has probably changed over that 15 years. And yet, I think the pillars of what makes Double Forte so special have allowed it to survive year after year after year.
It's the people. We work with good people. We treat each other with the utmost respect, and we take care of each other.
I've talked about it before. I am very grateful, having worked at other PR agencies where this was not necessarily an option. I really, really appreciate the work-life balance that we get here.
There tends to be a lot of negative connotations about your first job's not going to be your favorite job. It's not going to be your dream job, but I feel lucky enough to land up in a place that it is more than I ever thought it would be. And I just feel so lucky to get to work on things I'm interested in and have people encourage me to be better professionally and personally.
Whether you're a designer or you're working in audio or you're a great writer, we have the tools and the grit to empower you to be the best you really should be in your career. This is a brand that's got grit, longevity, and chutzpah. It's important to realize you have to be confident, but it's also to realize you have to be humble. And I believe our clients value certainly expertise, but expertise on their behalf, not just ours. And that's what I value here, and I think others do too.
And how about you, Lee? Any parting thoughts?
When we started the company, I didn't imagine it. I didn't even, we were like, are we gonna get paid? You know? So, yeah, are we gonna get paid? And then, you know, 15 years later, here we are getting paid and making payroll and having all these people and being in New York now. And when we started the company, we'd send them email. We had a fax machine and we would write memos. I can't remember the last time I wrote a memo. Our fax machine is virtual. We never use it. And, you know, email's still here, but chat and Slack and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and Snapchat, none of those things existed when we started the company. Now they're all part of how everybody communicates. And what really resonates with me is that that's the reason we have so much opportunity at Del Forte, because we are so good at figuring out what that story is, what that message is, and then how to get that message to people regardless of what the distribution is. That's why I'm so excited about the future.
15 years is a pretty landmark thing for a company. And, you know, I think if you look back at the past of Del Forte, there's a lot of consistency, but there's also a lot of change. But the thing that has definitely stayed the same with time are the pillars of our company. And I think that that's something that we should be super proud of, you know. And those are the things that help shape the way employees and clients experience Del Forte today. So happy birthday, Del Forte.